Hi, I'm Emily McCumber, the author and host of The Dream Dealer's Daughter, and this is another bonus episode. So, season 2 aired this week. I'm super excited, but I have to be honest, it's also a little scary. Before I launched season 1 of the podcast, I made sure that all 16 chapters were fully produced and ready to be published. This time around, only 4 of the remaining 24 chapters are fully recorded and ready to be released. The rest are recorded, but they still need to be edited and scored. And scoring is just what I call adding music and sound effects. Deciding to release season 2 before all the chapters are fully ready for publish means more multitasking. My hopeful plan is that I can stay ahead of schedule, edit and score most of the remaining 24 chapters so I have them scheduled to be released. That way I can focus on preparing the print book to go out. I would love to have the print book, paperback and hardback, launch sometime in October. And then once the print book is out, I can fully focus on writing book 2. It took me 7 months to draft The Dream Dealer's Daughter, and about 5 months to edit. I really don't want there to be a big wait between the season 2 finale and the release of book 2 as a podcast. But this time around, I'll be working a full-time job while writing and producing the podcast. This is just the general plan for now. Planning to make these behind-the-scenes type episodes a weekly thing, and I'll be releasing them on Fridays. In today's bonus episode, I figured I'd talk a bit about how Paris ended up being significant to the book. I mean, really, if Nargis can travel to any variants, to any place in time, why Paris? The Dream Dealer's Daughter is book 1 in a sci-fi and fantasy series I'm calling The Minded Collection. I've been writing The Minded Collection for almost 10 years, and I've written many different books set in this sci-fi fantasy world. Before I wrote Nargis's story, I wrote 2 entire books about Angelique and Eugene. Because I've been writing this for so long, I don't fully remember why I chose Paris. It might have just been one of those details that randomly populated in my brain when I started writing, and I stuck with it. But I do know that I chose France because I heard this story about a guy who contacted the children that he believed he had in a past life. These children were living somewhere in France. Now, I don't have permission to share all the details of this person's story, so I've purposely left it brief. I heard this story when I was 17. It stuck with me, and that's how Eugene came to be. And by the way, what I just shared isn't a spoiler. But this person's story inspired pieces of the whole Angelique, Ida, and Eugene situation. Once I started writing Angelique and Eugene's story, I became enamored with Paris. Quite a few people have said to me, "What's so special about Paris? I went there and it was full of pigeons and trash." And my response to that is, "What major city doesn't have these problems?" Paris has loads of history, tons of nooks and crannies perfect for writing in secret entrances to places like Eldwain's library. And I am probably biased because Paris was the first place I solo traveled to outside of the US, but I do believe that Paris, all of France, has something magical about it, and you can't convince me otherwise. While I don't 100% remember why I chose Paris specifically, I'm certain that it being a major city and a very recognizable city played a part. I could have created a fake city and written all of this world building about how the city operates, what it looks like, what time frame it's set in, but most people have a general perception of what Paris looks like, even if they've never been, and that appealed to me from a writer's perspective. Not having to come up with the architecture, rules, and history of a new place meant that I could use that page time to focus on and describe other important world-building details. And now you know a little bit about why and how Paris ended up being significant to the Dream Dealer's Daughter. At the time of recording this, in the Pocket Cast app, The Dream Dealer's Daughter is trending at number 15, above shows produced by big studios. That's thanks to listeners like you. Thank you so much for listening. Since I am an independent author and podcaster, I am always looking for ways to support other independent artists. If you have any good book, show, music, or podcast recommendations from independent creators, please tag me on Twitter with the name of their work. My Twitter username is author E. McCumber. And if you want to support independent podcasters, authors, and creatives, biggest thing you can do is share their work. Subscribe, rate, and review, and suggest their art to people who might be interested. Please leave me a 5-star review on Spotify and Apple. I know most of the people listening to this are coming from Pocket Casts, where there isn't an option to rate and review, so please subscribe to the show and keep tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in next week's chapter, Chapter 18, The 122.